Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Every time you guys have sex, it's like Carmen Sandiego. It's like you go, it's like you literally take out a treasure map and you go, where are we fucking?
Tour De Niro. What does that mean? Robert De Niro? We're on tour. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, this week and this week only, Des Moines, Iowa. And Michael Blaustein is nice enough to join me. So we will be there. Two of the shows already sold out. TrevorWallsComedy.com this weekend. Des Moines, Iowa. And then we got coming up San Diego, just added July 22nd through the 24th. San Diego, Whale's Vagina. Now this video is demonetized. Great. Thanks. Anyways, after that, Burbank, California, Flappers Comedy Club, July 29th. Then after that, we got August 6th through the 8th. Liberty Township, that's Cincinnati, it's Ohio, it's somewhere in Ohio, we can all drive there, let's high five, hang out, do the jump jacks, and then we got, up next, we got OKC, and then Oklahoma City, and then Spokane, Washington, baby, TrevorWallsComedy.com, or should I say .com, baby, God. Mr. Blaustein, where the F are you located on a map doing jokes about feet and mother?
I will be in Phoenix, Arizona, July 8th. Come out. Tickets are going kind of quick. Hurry up. Guys, July 21st, I will be in Liberty Township, Ohio, or Cincinnati, Ohio. It's the same damn thing. July 22nd, I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio. August 18th, I'm going to be in Tampa, Florida, fucking alligators. And August 19th, I'm going to be in Orlando, Florida, fucking Mickey Mouse. I think that's illegal to say it. But go on, blaucomedy.com for tickets. That is blaucomedy.com. For tickets, go now. The effing show.
Enjoy the episode.
Boop, boop. Good evening, ladies and motherfucking gentlemen. I got some big news. Big Blaustein news, okay?
What
big
is it?
Big Blaustein news. My balls are hanging lower.
Really?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
What is that?
Dude, I don't know.
Did you measure them?
No, it's just I looked in the mirror, and normally, the normal hang, my dick hangs slightly lower than my balls. So I'm like, okay, I feel like that's pretty proportionate.
Well, that's like all the architecture you see of, like, the Greek gods. Their balls are always hanging lower than their pee-pee.
Oh, no.
Or should I say, hui-hui, babble, later in the episode.
.com/shut up.
So wait.
Yeah.
Was it just noticeably?
Dude, maybe I haven't,
maybe they're tired.
It's also summertime. It's hot.
Summertime.
Yeah.
Humidity.
And maybe they
that's
look,
what it is.
Maybe they look bigger because I use my Manscaped later in the episode, guys.
There we go. Also, Fiat, not in this episode. What if you had a promo code for Fiat? And get a Fiat. Promo code, Rich.
Promo code, don't buy one. Okay, hold on. Real quick. What's going on? What do we think's
your
happening?
Your balls, humidity.
For sure.
Do you have AC in your place?
I don't have central air. I have a fucking unit that's in the wall.
I'm going to go ahead and say it's that.
All right.
Because I've been very warm in my place, too, and I think I'm hanging a little more, too.
Like, hanging. Like, it's
not hanging. Humidity is a ball's best friend.
Because I thought, I was like, oh, I got good symmetry, whatever the fuck the word I'm looking for.
Symmetry?
I don't know.
Where it's like,
everything's symmetrical, like, very, like, you know, straight up and down. Whatever. Yeah. Everything.
Oh, wow. This guy. Science?
Yeah.
Science podcast?
This is Science Podcast.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the more symmetrical your face is, the hotter you're supposed to be? Like, so the hottest person, if you're doing based on symmetry, I think they said is Uma Thurman, which is... Wrong! The hottest person? Uma Thurman.
Who's the hottest person to you?
Oh, that's a great question. So the hottest person to me...
Anyways, dude, the comments...
My mom is so
that
hot,
one
dude.
Comment that yep. said Trevor's face when you found out that I didn't think your mom was as hot as
honestly
you thought
upset.
It was. Very funny comment.
Honestly upset. Well, she won free merch, so great, great for you. Nadia, big shout out to you. You won free merch.
How... How'd your mom feel about that?
She doesn't know how to use the internet. Dude, if she knew how to use the internet, I wouldn't say this podcast would be like, man, I like Legos. Like, that would be the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she doesn't know how to, so mom's got fat tits. I can say that. She doesn't have fat tits. She has nice B boobs, and that's why I like B boobs. Do I know their
boobs
bees?
Blast line?
Ask me how I know their bees.
Because you used to put her bra on a pillow and make love to it when
you were goddamn right. Yeah. And I used to literally strap it on and fucking connect it. Like I didn't lazily put it on the pillow. Like I connected it on the pillow and kind of moved the panties up.
Yeah, then you put on fucking Bug's Life and turn on a nice movie and be like, it's just me and you in here, pillow. You know what's crazy is I know facts like that, like what you used to do to your pillows growing up, where you'd come and everything, but I don't even know your own middle name.
Brian.
Is it Brian?
Yeah. Your middle name's like Ezekiel or something kind of wild,
I
right?
I wish. Dude, that just sounds like every manager at a PacSun. I wish my middle name was fucking Ezekiel. My middle name, you've heard it before.
It's like Auburn.
Yeah, it is.
God, I knew it.
Not great, you know? You know when your first name's not great and then they're like, just go to your middle name. Still can't do that.
Why do you hate your first name?
I don't hate it. I just think it's like, I don't know. Trevor's just an interesting one. It's like, Trevor's the type of name where it's like he either like, got straight A's or like sold you Adderall so you could get straight A's. You know, like it's like a sleazy. I don't know.
It's definitely you couldn't do anything professional. Like if the doctor came in and was like, "Hi, I'm Trevor."
Yeah,
I'd be like, "I need another doctor."
Yeah, right.
I trust Trevor to look at my dick to see if I have HPV because I know that you know what it looks like because you have it.
But this is also in the parking lot of like a Boost Mobile.
Correct.
I don't think anybody named Trevor's ever ran for president. They're not making it past the primates. So, you want to do what?
I will say, though, if I went into a tattoo shop and he was like, hey, what's up? I'm Trevor. I'd be like, bruh, do it.
Because
I know that you crush.
Dude, my barber, the same barber I've been going to for the last 4 years. The only reason we linked is I saw like the list of barbers that you could pick online at this shop.
Yep.
And I saw a guy named Trevor, clicked it, we hit it off, had chemistry. Trevor.
Does your Trevor have tattoos?
Yeah.
Yes. That is the only, I think I've said this before, but I don't care. I trust any, the only people that are allowed to cut my hair are people with massive amount of tattoos.
Yeah, or they're either bald or they have really long hair.
Yes.
When your barber's got good hair, you're like, who did yours?
Yeah. You do yours? Also, my brother cuts his own hair. It's hilarious. I walked in, I'm at the bathroom,
that.
Cut his own hair.
But does he just do a buzz cut?
But no, not a buzz. He like literally tapers himself up and shit.
Jesus.
It's not like the best, but it's free. I walked in, he was like, how does this look? I go, you know what? Fine.
What are you trying to do today? Go play mini putt with a hat on? That works.
Hey, good, good. You're going to wear a NASA helmet all day? Fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, so a lot of things going on in the life of a Stiff Socks co-host for both of us.
Yes.
You got a car. I went to a wedding.
I got a car. You went to a wedding. You want to start at the wedding?
Went to a wedding.
Got it.
It was...
Uh-oh.
You know, I haven't been to a wedding that was one of my friends, I think, ever. I've been to like two weddings in my life. One of them was my aunt's who she just drinks a lot of Diet Coke. So she's great. Shout out to her.
Your aunt's hot?
No. Nice lady, though.
Has your aunt ever tried to beat?
Beat my ass, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not sexually, no. Right.
Well,
no.
You know, your aunt's, you know, you got to pick it up.
There's that. Then I went to a wedding of a family friend's a couple years ago. But this is the first wedding of, like, a homie's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, man, it's expensive. It's a lot.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. I was pissed the whole time up until I saw the groom start tearing up. I go, money worth it. Money worth it. But if you don't cry and I'm at your wedding, it ain't worth it. Refund, Venmo, I'm sending it.
I'll tell you what, though. That moment when the bride comes around the corner and they fucking kick off that song. Also, who wrote that song? Because they are bagged out.
What song?
The wedding song?
What's the wedding song?
Is that it?
They did not play that. They played some country shit.
Yeah, country's a big one now. I don't think they always do. I know what song you're talking
about. Yeah,
the wedding march.
Yeah, the only wedding song. And then she comes around the corner, and then she looks all beautiful. Every single wedding I've ever been to, when they come around the corner, I start crying.
Well, they were playing some, I don't know what it was, some piano, dubstep. Uh-huh. I don't know what the fuck it was.
They play a lot of Ed Sheeran now.
What in the hell?
I went to actually a comedian friend of mine's wedding a couple of years ago, and they played the Maroon 5 mixed with the Cardi B song.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah,
When the wife was coming around the corner?
No, the first dance.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
The wife's coming around the corner.
I think, want WAP right out the bat.
I think you got to stick with traditional.
Yeah, but the thing is like there was so much traveling, so much of this, and you're like, give me a tear. And then he finally shed a tear, and I go, boom.
Yeah.
All the way up until that, I was like, this is a lot of work. Ceremonies for weddings are so quick, too.
They're dumb.
They're like 22 minutes. I was like, this is a sitcom. What is this, an episode of It's Always Sunny? Like, it was so fast. And then the rest of the night, you just kind of sit there, and they're like, all right, next table, go get your mashed potatoes and peas.
Weddings are the dumbest things in the whole world.
Yeah.
And I'll stand by this. Fuck weddings. Don't ever invite me. I'm literally going to a wedding next weekend.
Yeah.
Akash Singh's wedding. Love him.
Where is
Best
it?
Best friend of my whole life. Where is it?
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Ooh.
Too far.
Too far.
Too far.
But
also,
here's the thing. You can fly into Jersey and probably be in the coordinates relatively quickly. This one, I had to fly into Sacramento. Right. Worst airport ever. I fucking hate the Sacramento airport.
Wow.
Remember when we went there?
Oh, trash. You're
remember
right.
when we went there?
You're right.
I was on the tram because you got any airport that you got to take a fucking train in that bitch.
I'm out.
Hey, no, this ain't a fucking choo-choo trek for a seven-year-old. No.
Too
okay?
big.
Put it all together. If LAX can do it, boom. God, I hate when they fucking put the trains in there.
Dude, they put
planes,
the trams
trains,
in?
Automobiles. Ugh.
And also, the trams, and also a lot of times I'm holding Greta in a fucking bag. And 11 pounds doesn't sound like a lot in a bag, but you carried a bitch for 45 minutes, you want to chop your own arm off. And Greta's moving, she's got a shit, and then I got to get to another tram.
Yeah.
I was in Dulles.
I was Douglas?
I was, huh?
What'd you
Dulles,
say?
Dulles Airport.
Where's that?
It's in D.C.
All right.
I was there, and it's the same thing. It's a massive airport. So many trams. I'm literally, I get off the tram, and I still have to walk. You know those like the fucking walking things.
Yeah.
What are they called? Where you get on the ground
I know
moves.
What you're talking about.
Yeah. I had to do two of those tram and two of those.
What are those called?
Well, it's an escalator, but it doesn't escalate. It's just a
it's just one
escalator.
It's an escalator without the escalator. It's a Cadillac. What are those bitches called? They're literally called walking. What the fuck am I?
Walking.
Walking walkways.
I think you're right. I think it's a walkway.
Walkways.
Moving walkway.
Okay, moving walkway. How do you feel when people just stand on it? No, I use that bitch as like a fucking Mario Kart gold star. Like, I use that shit and then keep walking. And I'm like fucking trailing it. But when they're just standing on their phone, hey, check Twitter later.
Move! But my thing is, there's one, you stand on the right side. And then you walk on the left side. You have a place to stand.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but they fuck up. They stand on the right side, so they're out of the way, but their bag's in the way.
Move your bag.
And you're like, there ain't no speed bumps in this bitch. Anyways, this is one of my best friends. So all in all I would travel for this regardless. But I do. If we go to the Sacramento airport, just bad luck. Car got broken into there. We had a Chick-fil-A. You know it.
You
episode
know the story.
Whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Anyways, and then we got a rental car from the airport, and then the wedding was an extra 3 hours from there.
Oh my God.
And he knew it. He knew it was a far away, and he was considerate of it. It was a fun time.
How
but still.
Considerate? Did he Venmo you back for the goddamn Dodge Charger you rented? So he wasn't that considerate. Billy Bob, whatever the fuck your name is.
But that's where I was at. You do all this traveling,
yep.
And you get there, and you go, give me a tear.
Listen.
Let me feel something.
If I'm traveling all that, I'm fucking your wife, okay? I'm fucking your wife.
Which leads me to the next topic. No, I didn't fuck his wife.
Oh, well, then I don't care. Gabe, how's your day?
But I'll tell you what. So where it was out in the, it was a city that I didn't even know California had, you know?
You were still in California?
Yeah. Somehow, somewhere or another. This is a part of California where, you know, they didn't believe in COVID. They don't believe in their... How do I say? This was a town where they had one bar.
Got it.
We went to dinner one night. Everybody was on first name basis.
One bar, one stoplight, one cop.
Yeah. This is how I knew I was in a different town. Somebody goes, are you on the YouTube? And I said, there we go. We're here. The YouTube.
And I
go, yep, I'm the guy. Give me the mashed potatoes. And I'm going to jam the breadstick in my ass. The everything. Something about adding the to some, whatever. So we get there. And right as we go to this restaurant, this guy goes, are you in town for the wedding? That's how people just, it was like, it was a population of like 2,000, right?
Jesus.
Very small.
Why
right?
did he pick this place?
That's where the wife was from.
Oh, well then pick another place. Do you know what I mean? If my wife's in town for 2,000 people and she goes, honey, we're going to fucking have a wedding in the goddamn backyard of my own place. I go, bitch, shut up. No, we're not.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe it's...
I'm sure it's lovely. I'm obviously joking. These people are probably very nice. I'm probably going to meet them sometime. You guys are great. I love you.
I think you already have.
Oh, no. Have I?
Oh, he could beat your ass.
Sure. Everyone
Buff
can
guy.
Beat my ass.
Buff guy. Anyways, so we knew we're all traveling. But the funny part about it was we're at the wedding, me and the lady.
Oh, shit.
And we look at each other and we go, let's go put our penis and vaginas together somewhere. Let's go play patty cake with our cocks and V-holes.
Why do y'all
patty
always...
Patty cake.
Bakers, come. Hold on. But why do y'all, every time you guys have sex, it's like Carmen Sandiego. It's like you go, it's like a fucking, you need a map. Like you literally take out a treasure map and you go, where are we fucking? In a bed. Go in a bed.
No. We went to Sequoia Tree.
Wrong. That's where squirrels fuck.
And do they get their nut? Yeah. Did I get my nut? Yeah.
Goddamn.
Hey, all you Stiff Socks listeners, it's the first ad of the day, and it's brought to you by Honey. What is Honey? Well, I'll tell you. Okay. We all shop online.
We do.
It's too hot outside. Why would you go to a mall? Don't do that. Shop online. And when you're shopping online, save some money using Honey. Damn, bars, let's go. What I'm trying to say is thank you to Honey for getting rid of manually searching for coupon codes like a boomer.
Honey is a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Every single time you get to a cart and it says promo code, you go, I don't got one. Well, now you do, okay?
Just like imagine this. You're shopping and you're like, oh, that's the total. Psych, wrong. Honey does a drop down if it finds a coupon for you. And then it's like, no, no, no. Apply this. Boom. Saving money and it's free. You don't even have to do anything, all right? That's like somebody tapping you on the shoulder and be like, hey, here's $6.99. Take it, you idiot. And then you're like, of course I'll take it because I'm not an idiot. I've done it before. I got shoes with it. I'm like 90% sure I got these for like $10 cheaper, which in my head is great because I have a budget for shoes. I can't spend over $100 on shoes. And these were like $110. So I bumped it down. Boom, $99, AKA in my budget. Ooh, ooh. So what you can do is join Honey today. That is joinhoney.com/socks. Try it. It's free. What do you not like free shit? I do.
If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings.
Free.
It's literally free. F-R-E-E, free. Free, and installs in a few seconds. You got seconds, okay? We all got seconds. And by giving it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Okay, so get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/socks.
That's joinhoney.com/socks. Support us, support Honey.
Goddamn.
I'll tell you what, though, I've been boozing all day, and was very hot out. It was like 95 in the day, and at night it was a cool 76 humidity.
Well, that's when you
fuck. I didn't even need lube. It was just humid. I just swiped the air and rubbed it on my cockola and
gross,
went for it.
Gross, but also hot.
Yeah, I used a lightning beat or just to see where I was going.
Hold on. Okay, humidity, balls, were they hanging low? I'm just concerned with my own
balls.
Yeah,
they were in my pockets on the ground, just hanging out. I'll tell you what, though. So we run off, right? And so there's a lake where we were. We're by the lake.
Oh, this
and then
is
we're talking, we're like about to be like, all right, this probably works. And then people come over and start talking to us. They're like, hey, what are you guys doing over here? You guys talking about the lake? And in the back of our heads, we're like, go away. You're trying to beat.
Yeah.
And then we're just like, yeah, we're just, you know, we just couple shit.
Your dick's like in the river? Just fishing.
Yep. Just looking for the nematodes. But we're like, yeah, we're just talking. And then people are like, oh, okay, well, we're going to go back to the party. Like, yeah. All right, let's go. And we walk over there. And usually.
Uh-huh.
When we're in the situation where a man like myself needs to do the newt quickly, usually I can hut hike.
Yes.
But this one, there was a couple, time delays.
Oh, no.
There was a couple penalties because there was a lot of hut.
Flag on a play.
Hut. Did you not hear me? Hut. Because it was hot as fuck.
Yeah, you were like, okay. Omaha, shift set, nothing.
Yeah, so quarterback couldn't hear me. So I'm going. And she's like, okay, finish. I was like, okay. Well, the radio and my headset not working right now because I'm not getting the plays down there. It was just so hot and I started getting in my head. And the last thing you want to do is when you're trying to nut is get in your own head. So, I was just going at it. And eventually.
Did she actually come this time? Because you kept going?
No.
I was so proud of you. I thought this was where the story was going.
No. I think she was doing it more so to just be like, we did a thing, and also you got your nut. He's happy. There we go.
Yeah, okay.
You know? But.
Oh, no.
No, eventually I got it.
Oh, you got it.
I got it.
How long did you go for?
I don't know.
10 minutes? 15?
Probably a solid 7, but nonstop. Dude, I'm in a goddamn suit.
Dude, 7 minutes in a suit nonstop behind a sequoia tree when it's 128 degrees out?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it was hot. It was very warm. And this is the part, and this might be too much information.
It's never too much information. Welcome to Stiff Socks.
Dude, she was like a pro. She goes, so we're I'm like, okay, I think I got it. I think I'm about to
love it. Yeah.
Blast off. And she goes, finish inside me. And I go, wait a second.
Hold up.
Surely I could dump this fertilizer on the ground and we could get back to the party. She goes, finish inside me. I go, okay, well, looks like she's trying to have a baby or something. And I just do the newt in the boot. Not the boot, but yeah,
in the boot. Newt in the boot.
And then I was like, oh, hell yeah, felt great. And I go to like start pulling up my pants. I look over and she just immediately squat to pee and pees out the nut immediately off the bat. I was like, this is.
What?
She's Bear Grylls. And then took it and then drank it. Anyways, too much. Hot. Just kidding.
hold on. I have a lot of questions here. So
I did too. I'm still thinking about it.
So she took the man butter, which is the grossest thing that anyone described sperm. So yeah, she took it.
Miracle
and
Whip.
I love Miracle Whip. And she, it's so good. On a croissant. And she just takes it and immediately just squats.
Because you know how girls always got to pee after?
Yes.
I think it was that. Girls always pee after sex so they don't get a UTI, whatever the fuck college that is. So they don't get a UTI. So she don't get a UTI, right? But she must have had that bladder fucking going, ready to go. And then right is like, it was like the assist. But you know when you go up and you think somebody's going to alley-oop, yep. And then somebody comes up and swats that shit down?
Yep.
She Dennis Rodman in that nut. The nut was going up and she just bladder.
She was like, absolutely not. I think it's also funny that you were like, oh my gosh, she wants my baby. And then she goes, absolutely not. I don't want your baby.
And she goes, I got to pee anyways.
Yeah. She goes,
two birds, one nut.
What do you think?
Title?
Are you going to go back there and see what grew?
I'll tell you what grew. It's just a small Home Depot.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
What if you came back and it was just like a squirrel but with your head on it, really nice hair?
I would probably sell it on eBay. You know, how people sell like Cheetos that look like Jesus on eBay, or like toast that burns and it kind of looks like the Cookie Monster. I'd probably sell it. Squirrel that looks like me.
Dude. Hold on, what? People sell toast that looks like Jesus?
Well, like, they, like, burn their toast, and then it, like, kind of looks like something. They, like, sell it because they're like, oh, it's a rare artifact. Or there's Cheetos that look like things.
I don't fault those people. You know what I do fault? The people that buy those things.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I mean, it's just people with money that they put in their hallway, and they go, hey, look, that Cheeto looks like a Ford F-350. And you go... cool.
Yeah, you're like, look, that Funyun looks like Mary Magdalene.
You're like, yeah, cool. I'm just here to get my child support. What are we doing here? There we go. Toast. That's Jesus toast right there. That looks like Jesus.
That looks like Steve Aoki. That
really does look like Steve Aoki. Well, that's what that was my takeaway from the wedding.
What happened? You ever feel like weird, like going back after?
Oh, okay. Well, 100%. So you know, you always talk about. So for me, right after I hit that E. Jacked from my other neck button. I'm always like, let me just lay down in a fan. And right, and I come back to the party, and this is a cool 8:30. It was 9. It was 9-ish, and it was still somewhat bright out. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
PM.
PM, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant 9:30 a.m. I was like, what a weird ass way to start your goddamn day.
Well, kind of cool. Anyway, so we walk back, and I'm sitting on like this like little bench where everyone's kind of around, and everyone's like, Trev, cheer up, man. Why you look so tired? Let's go have a drink. And I'm looking at everybody, and they're like, come on, stop being a pussy. And I go, stop being a pussy. I was just in some. Goddamn. Then I dapped up the bride's fucking father, and then we just chest bumped. No. But I was like, just give me 10 minutes. And then I just sat there and I just like soaked it all in. And then I was good to go.
What? When you were soaking it all in, were you inside or outside?
I was outside.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Was any of this inside?
No.
What in the fuck?
Mm-mm.
All of it was outside.
Yeah, it was in our backyard.
Whose backyard?
the fiance. But they have like a massive acre. They had just like land. So that's why they did it there.
All right.
I've never thrown a wedding. Look, I'll throw it in a fucking Radio Shack roof. I don't know. It was a very big acre, so why wouldn't you do it there? You're going to save money and do all that stuff. But, you know.
Listen, I'm sure it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
But I just, in my head, it's scorching hot and everyone's wearing suits and all you want is AC. And they're like, nope.
Oh,
have
yeah.
some lemonade. This is not AC.
Mm-hmm.
In a small town, that is the small town's AC. A fucking cup of lemonade.
Yeah, lemonade is the OG fucking air conditioning.
Are you an Arnold Palmer type guy?
I do like a good Arnold Palmer.
Fuck with them. I haven't had it in so long.
It is really good. God. It's a great alternative when your friends are just getting shithoused drunk. And you're like, you know what? I want to look cool, feel cool. but not feeling like shit in a little bit.
Did you get fucked up?
Yeah, but it was one of those where I was sweating so much. I think the alcohol was just pumping right through me.
Yes.
But it was like a steady drunk, like all day. Like I started drinking at like, I don't know why you pregame a wedding. You pregame just to sit down. Maybe it helps get you a little more emotional.
I don't know. I
hear some Celine Dion.
I hate that though. Like if I'm drunk, I need to be doing something.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I hate like people are like, oh, let's drink and watch football. It's like we're drinking and sitting down. Like,
yeah, just like pee every fucking third down. I'm out.
Then I'm seeing three TVs. I don't even know what fucking game I'm watching. What's going on?
Yeah. So that was my experience. It was a lot of fun. You know, but it's just it's a commitment, you know. Now I'm definitely gonna next wedding invite, which is funny because the week beforehand I got a wedding invite. People in the 2021, Jesus Christ, I'm a fucking boomer. In 2021, I think we're just moving away from anything paper. I got a text. It was just a Zola, the website for weddings.
Yeah.
Just a link. No context. Just an invite to the wedding. Just a text. Zero context. I got a guy that was in my fraternity.
Not going.
I was
like, no, not going.
Love the guy, but hey, throw me an emoji.
Not going. I'm not going that way, and I'm also not going the other way. Would you bring like a band to my fucking house and you go, hey, it's a wedding. Sing it, that, no, I'm not doing that.
I think they only do that for like best man shit.
Yeah, I got, I'm going to, oh, I told you this, but next weekend or whatever, whenever this episode comes out, I'm so sorry. I think it's next weekend. I'm going to Akash's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you best man or are you just going?
I am one of the groomsmen.
You're one of the groomsmen. There
I
you
mean,
go.
Yeah, in the wedding. But you know what I'm so excited about, dude? It's like traditional Indian wedding. I am so stoked, bro, because I get to wear like traditional Indian garb.
Oh, shit.
Bro,
and you might be fitted.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to, they either give sizes or whatever. It's going to be fitted. But you know what I'm really happy about? They're doing like a traditional, like you got to get your turban tied. There's like a 30 minute window, whatever. Like you have an appointment to go get it.
Yeah.
I am so, bro, I'm just excited to wear the whole outfit. I'm over the moon, dude.
Then you post one selfie wearing it and then you just get canceled for cultural appropriation. You're like, guys,
oh my God, you're so right.
You're like, I'm trying to just be a part of this wedding. And they're like, cancel.
I'm just happy to be a part of that. I'm so excited. There's something that we're going to do for Akash that I can't reveal. He probably's not going to watch this, but I can't reveal it right now. But I'm so
That's like, fun. Well, that's cool because it's more of an event. Like I think most weddings are just like, hey, let's all wear the same color.
It's like a 2.5 day. Most Indian ones, I think, are supposed to be like 7 days or something. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be hot as balls in that.
It's going to be inside, though. It's going to be so hot outside, but
ours was all outside. And then afterwards, we went to a local bar, which I thought they rented out.
No.
They didn't. A lot of regulars there. A guy with an eye patch. There was two dogs at the bar. That's how you know it's a home dogs. Not like very unattractive men just laying there drunk, licking their own dicks. I'm talking golden retriever. One of them peed inside the bar, and I just laughed. And I go, I actually like this. Because I'm used to going to these stupid fuck influencer bars like One Oak. And just smashing my head through Kettle One. But this was like nice. I got a round of Fireball shots for 7 people and a Red Bull vodka. And it was $32. And I go, this is America right here.
This is where you go. This is what it is.
Yeah.
And that's why they had the wedding there. Because the wedding cost $17 total.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And 17 of them were to get the fucking cum off the floor in the goddamn Sequoias.
Your cum.
My cum.
Let's get some of it. NFT.
I'm pretty sure he listens to this podcast. Buddy, I'm sorry, but I came in your fiance's backyard. That sounds like his dirty talk. I came in your fiance's backyard.
Sounds so fucking hot.
A euphemism.
Yeah. In the soil. Still a euphemism. I came by a lake. There was a boat.
I came. I went. I saw.
Conquered.
Dove soap.
Wait, so did they put you guys up there? Like, was there somewhere for you guys to stay, or did you get a hotel?
Oh, we stayed in an Airbnb that was like all the hotels were sold out because they had one fucking hotel in town, and it sold out in like 4 minutes. Yeah, dude, it was very funny. So we stayed in some random Airbnb. Very, very. I was with one of my friends who's very into like murder documentaries and those podcasts about people dying. And he goes, yeah, you know, actually in this town 30 years ago, have you seen Strangers, the movie? He goes, based here. Yeah. They saw some, was it Strangers or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, the Strangers.
Yeah. I guess it was based in the city that we were at.
Huh.
And they're like, yeah, dude, it's crazy how they died. There was like somebody in the bushes and they saw the lights on. So they just like went and killed them. It was based in this town. You guys want to take a shot? I was like, no.
No, I want to leave.
I want to prop all of the fucking wooden chairs against the door and stay up all night and stare into each other's eyes.
Why do people like that? Why do people like going? It's like, oh, this house is haunted. Let's go in it.
Well, they don't like it, but it's like they look for the bad in things, you know?
But there's a part of me that thinks there's a part of them that really enjoys it. Like, those people that, like, go to, they're like, oh, this hotel is haunted. Let's go rent the room that the mother killed the daughter in the bathtub in. It'll be fun. What?
Yeah, I feel that. Well, I also just, yeah, I just feel like my friend has so much anxiety. Like, he always does shit like that. Like, he's the type of guy that before going on a flight, he'll be like, dude, I don't know if you guys saw this, but every other Southwest flight, and then it closes with some statistic, and you're like, yeah. why do we need?
Well, dude, that's why I don't know how my brother operates. He works for like the government, and he essentially makes sure that certain brands are safe for America. So he gets in it. Like, his job is literally to sift through fucking emails of people that are complaining about products that are like, oh, this product killed my cousin in a swimming pool, blah, blah, blah. And there are heinous stories. And he has to like comb through all this and then send a report if like something keeps like occurring. If there's like a trend in like a product.
Jesus.
What a nut. Like what? And he has.
Is that where fidget spinners went?
I think so.
Goddamn. Lawnmower 4.0. What's that? Your pubes gotta go. Bars, ladies and gentlemen, this second ad is brought to you by none other than the homies over at Manscaped. Dude, summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? You're in luck. Our friends over at Manscaped just launched their fourth generation. Better than Apple. Fourth generation, probably can't say Apple. Bleep it. Gabe, thank you.
Edit.
Performance package, which includes a lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right.
Inside this package, you'll find their lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose, hair trimmer. No woman, no man likes when there's goddamn hair coming out your nose. What are you, a fucking 8,000 years old? No. So crop it, get it, trim it. Okay, it also comes with crop preserver ball deodorant. Your balls stink. Have some deodorant. It also comes with crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs. I have some. I love them. I wear them all the time. And a travel bag to hold your goodies.
Yeah, I mean, the best part about this, I still have not yet to this day charged it. My Manscaped.
What happened?
I don't even think about it. I don't know what he's doing. Is he hibernating? I mean, maybe I need to shave my pubes a little more. To my girlfriend, right in. Stiff socks.
Backslash.
Anyways, look, I can't endorse this enough, dude. It's got a fucking LED light on the head so you can shave in a goddamn tunnel under the overpass. What else could you need, all right? Start trimming before you go swimming, baby. Don't take that from me, Manscaped. Trademark. Anyways, look, guys. So on top of giving you a great product, we're also going to give you top. Just kidding. Maybe. That's illegal. Okay. Can't do that.
Cut
but
it.
We're going to give you 20% off.
Wow. Right?
Plus free shipping. I mean, those two, do you really, like, that's just a double whammy, all right? 20% off plus free shipping. Just go to manscaped.com/stiff, all right? Just do it, all right? Manscaped.com/stiff. That's 20% off free shipping. Literally a great investment. I'm on Shark Tank. Go buy it.
Goddamn. Has anyone been fingered by a fidget spinner? Because what are you doing?
Well, I'll tell you what has happened with a fidget spinner. Give a new goddamn title. I was fingered by a fidget spinner?
I love it.
I mean, Jesus because Christ. If great
you
for
do,
SEO.
If you do this and then put it right on the clit, you're coming. You're coming.
What if they do one that has like little tongues on it and you spin it?
Oh, my God. Remember that time that everyone thought I didn't like eating pussy? Remember that?
It sounds like something who doesn't eat pussy, that person would say. All
right. There was a big trend happening. Yeah. There was one episode where some woman said, I don't eat vagina.
Well, that was also a while ago. That might have been during the winter months when it's a little colder.
Yeah.
But now it's warm.
Let me tell you something.
Things already wet down there.
I have been eating my way through Los Angeles. Coochies have never been eaten so much. I don't know whether I am hungry or what, but I'm telling you, things are getting eaten. Mm-hmm. You ever seen a Pac-Man? That's me. But put a cooter in. I'm not eating cherries.
Yeah.
I'm not eating dots or cherries.
What do you think changed?
I do not know. I think I keep running into vaginas that look. You ever see a vagina? You're like, that looks tasty.
Yeah.
Like everything's well manicured. Everything's put together. Manscaped. Mm-hmm. Maybe this part of the episode doesn't matter. But just two fucking lips and a goddamn clit, and it just looks incredible. And you're like, that just looks tasty. Let me get a nibble like a goddamn Lunchable. Chomp, bitch. Chomp.
There you go.
I've been eating coochie.
It's probably because you've been reading that book, the vagina book. You know what I mean?
Did you finish it?
I didn't finish it.
You didn't need to finish it. You finished it in a different way. God damn.
God damn, I'm full.
You write the book.
Yo, I've been going on dates wearing napkins. They go, what's that for? I go, because I'm going to eat your coochie. I'm going to need a goddamn napkin.
You like tuck it in your shirt?
Yep. With a fork and knife.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Wait, so
I mean, is this just like a newfound love, you know? Where you're like, damn, I've been not been eating peaches my whole life. All of a sudden you have a peach and you're like, oh, these are fucking great.
But I never didn't like to
eat. It was like onions on a burger. I was always like, they're fine. And then I put them on now and I'm like, this is good. I need more of this.
Well, I can't. If you give me a burger with no onions, I'm just like, I don't. What is this even a burger?
Or mustard. Mustard came into my life very late. I don't know why I didn't like mustard as a kid. Do you like mustard now?
I like mustard on a hot dog and that is it. If you put mustard on my burger, I'm fighting.
Fat burger? Pff, oh my God, amazing.
Fat burger is the best.
It's great. Fantastic.
Really quick, you guys, before we move on, you guys gotta take a look at this. Found on the internet.
What the fuck?
Light up fidget spinner.
Wait, is that a butt plug?
That's a butt plug.
A light up fidget spinner butt plug with an emoji. This feels illegal in so many different states.
Apparently you can, yeah, it's got different emojis on it. You can switch it out. And it's a butt plug.
Bro, that's also a fan. So if you fucking, and you put that in the butt and it, hold on. You know how iPhones have those little plug-in fans?
Yeah. Yes.
Do they have a butt plug with a fan on it? So you can cool yourself down when you're going to fucking Pound Town.
I mean, it looks
put
like
an AC in the coochie. Title.
Title.
Oh, there's
what
reviews.
Is this?
There's reviews.
There's pictures.
People have used them.
Someone read the review.
Every day we stray further from God's light. 4 stars.
Every day we stray further from God's light. Hilarious. Dude, how are people writing full paragraphs? How are they not just so horned up? They're just like, yeah,
pictures of it.
Is this in someone's exhaust pipe? What? Where is that?
It's the weirdest lighting ever.
This is exactly the comforter that you would expect, though.
Yeah. Of course, dude. That's a
There's
vampire.
A video?
Play the video.
It's not showing
It's on
the
Pornhub.
Video.
You can't play the video.
Oh, it lights up.
Can you go to one that's like 1 star? I want to read that because it's got to be like, it didn't make me come. The SpongeBob one made me come fat.
Waste of money. None of the lights work. POS. Imagine having that butt plug in your girl's ass and be like, oh, man, it doesn't light up. I can't see what my cock looks like in here. Hey, use an iPhone, you idiot.
What part of it lights
Wait,
up?
Wait, look, there's a video. Click it. It's cool. Yes. All the lights stay on after you start spinning. I think I'm going to change the batteries. Is this? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Dude, imagine being on Molly or Ecstasy. Same thing. And just looking at that. And you're like staring at her.
I have a question. That video was all dark. Do you think it was in someone's anus as he was spinning it? Maybe. Also, did you hear his voice? Very low.
Yeah. Can you see if there's a butt plug with a fan on it just to cool you down? There
I think this is
I'll
a
check
fan.
Back in.
No, but fans, they're like more they're like tilted, so it blows at you. This one's not moving around, you know?
God, that makes me horny.
So you've been eating out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So is the lady happy with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you're good at eating? Cooter?
Let me tell you
Are
something.
You the Joey Chestnut of Coochie?
I'm the Ken Griffey Jr. of Coochie.
Do you know who Joey Chestnut is?
No.
He's the world's best hot dog eater.
Oh, well that's
He's a champion.
God damn. Happy Pride Month. That motherfucker be eating goddamn hot dogs?
Yeah, but I'm saying, are you the Joey Chestnut of eating Coochie?
I'm getting there, dude.
Really?
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you a secret.
Did you put peanut butter on a girl's vagina lips in college one time?
Yes, I did. Vagina. And jelly. You're forgetting about the jelly part. And then her boyfriend, named Godfather in the goddamn fraternity, wanted to fight me. Did I know it was his girlfriend? No. She told me that they weren't dating anymore. It was like the second.
And then you ate a Smucker's?
Yes.
Off her coochie?
Ate a Smucker's?
An Uncrustable without the crust?
Yes. Well, there was
that
crust.
Was actually Uncrustable if you think about it.
Yeah, there was
crust.
Bread. Yeast infection? Bread?
There was bread or no?
No, there was no bread.
I thought you were like dipping the bread.
No, her lips. Vagina lips look like a little bit like bread.
Hold up. I think
Gabe just got his eyes wide because he found it.
So, no, I can't find anything with a fan yet, but I did find Glow F Yourself on Etsy, who makes custom butt plugs.
Yes.
So this one has dice built into it. She does
dice?
One that's a magic 8-ball. This one's
eight
Furby.
Ball. Am I going to come tonight? Just says yes on all corners. Oh, that's a satanic...
It's a Furby.
Yeah. This
a
is
Furby?
A
what is that?
Stainless steel butt plug with a tiny retractable spoon that's not at all for cocaine.
Oh my God.
It says not at all for cocaine?
Yeah. It's not for blow, but it's 1,000,000% for blow. Imagine doing blow out of a girl's butthole.
Can't you not get hard if you're on blow?
If you do a lot.
Oh, so if you just like, because every movie I see, people do blow and they get super horny.
A Furby butt plug. Every time you fucking make a clap, it goes, Furby. See, what are people doing with this?
I don't
like when people mix like childhood memories.
I don't either because then you're just
is
like,
that Dogecoin? They have a Dogecoin butt plug. God damn it, fucking huddle, you dumb bitch. Hold on for your dear cum. Jesus Christ. It's a Doge butt plug, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't like this.
I mean, who is using that? Jordan Belfort?
Remember when I did this podcast?
That was
Jordan,
insane.
Come on.
Jordan, come on ours, you bitch. What is that?
A corn dog butt plug. Jesus Christ. Honestly.
Hold on, where do you put it in the asshole?
Either side. Doesn't matter.
Ew.
Right there.
Did they put on the ketchup themselves? Yeah, or was that... What do you see? But then it's poking you. Then it's just like fucking your belly button.
The only thing I would be... Is there one where you can charge your phone? Because that's the only one I want.
Bluetooth?
Like
they're,
what?
I'm sure there is.
There's a lot of Satan stuff on
that. Yeah, don't click on that one, Gabe. So...
they have a Trump one that says, Trump, you're fired. What? Huh?
I don't know.
What?
Why is there a fucking Shrek one? Leave him alone.
Dude, they have a...
There's a troll one.
Oh, that one's an onion. It's called veganbuttstuff.com. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you can literally make anything these days.
How bored are these people?
Oh, no.
Bored? Horny.
All right, last one.
Okay.
What is this?
Stainless steel butt plug urn.
Hold on. Hold on. So you just got Cousin Rick in the fucking urn as your fucking your goddamn wife named Caroline? What? Who do you put in there?
Dude.
No. No. Who do you put in there? Someone answer me.
You can't. You got to put pixie sticks in there. That's crazy. That is so...
But I don't even understand what the point... Like, where are the reviews to this? I am shocked and appalled. What is this?
Those are shop in
okay,
general.
Okay, yeah. Not for the jump, just for this item.
Oh, my God. There's nothing?
Dude, ashes in the butt plug.
Description. Ready? Our condolences.
Wait, what does it say?
We're not.
Wait. Please read this out loud.
It starts with our condolences.
Yeah, our condolences should never be anywhere sexual.
Right. I know.
So our condolences were no strangers to loss and are here to help you keep your loved ones closer to your heart. Well, I don't know about your heart. Than ever before with our stainless steel butt plug urns. Each urn is lovingly mounted in a large steel plug and can be detached to share with the whole family. Hey.
Whoa.
Don't bring family into this. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Twerk the whole family into the ocean just like they would have wanted. Keister your dearly departed with you on hikes and jogs to their favorite places. Take them shopping at Walmart, the bank, even walk the morning shift at the mall.
I forgot. Oh, you don't have to fuck with a butt plug in. You can just keep it in there.
I was just thinking that. So they're talking about
that's like
if you walk around with it.
Yeah, like if that's your lady, your ex who passed,
hey,
you sprinkle it in there, hey, you jam Cynthia in your fucking canals.
Real quick. Use a pocket. Why do you have to use your asshole? You got so many pockets.
Is an asshole a pocket?
Correct. Correct. Dude.
10 points for Gryffindor. That is, I mean, the twerking, I'm back on board with that. Imagine, look, if I'm fucking RIP'd, put me in a fucking butt plug urn, all right? And please twerk over the goddamn Cayman Islands, all right? I want my shit fucking over Tulum. I want it everywhere. Put a little bit of dose of Trev and just go up to the beach, Cabo Cantina. I don't even give a fuck and just start twerking that ass.
What I want is I want you to twerk a little bit of me in someone's drink.
And somebody goes, you just shit chalk? And you go, no.
That's Mike
even
B.
better. That's the boy right there. That is crazy. That is.
I love how it starts with our condolences. It should start with I'm sorry we made this.
Our condolences. They should have at least like leaned
something.
Into a
they know
bit.
What they're doing. I don't understand. The only way that I could get on board with this is if you have no arms and no legs, and then you just put it in your ass because you can't. But even people legless and armless have fucking pockets.
Well, you could also get drugs in there.
That's 100% what it's for.
You go into Coachella and they're like, sir, why are you limping? And you go, well, I got Tony in there. And they go, what? Yeah, it was my best friend. Passed away. Ashes. And they go, oh, okay. No more questions. But really, it's that Tony Yayo, baby.
Oh, shit. You remember Tony
coke
Yayo?
Up in the asshole. Yeah.
He was garbage.
Well,
he was.
I wouldn't say that on the air. I feel like he's got mobsters and people that could take you out. There's like two types of people I won't fuck with. Like New Yorkers and BTS fans. Is Tony Yayo a New Yorker?
Yes.
Good.
Like, he is the all-time New Yorker. He's, like, as New York as 50 Cent.
People, like that. I don't... They can beat my ass. Remember how Joe Budden was just, like, very much chilling on his career, didn't do anything. And then kids threw rocks at his house, and then he chased him in a car, became a meme, and now he's just so popping again.
So weird. And he was like a, kind of like a pop rapper. Like he didn't come out. Well, I guess some but of the like stuff he was hard, like, but I didn't.
Then he kind of pump it up, pump it up. And then he kind of just fucked off for a couple of years with his wife in a nice house, and nobody knew what he was doing. Nobody questioned what he was doing. People just kind of forgot. And now he's very, 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 very relevant. You know, his podcast is massive. He's done a bunch of like talk shows. He hosted a bunch of shit. And because this meme just kind of sparked him back in rotation. What a weird turn of events. Shout out to those kids. Those kids better be getting royalties.
Yeah, dude, that's sort of what happened with, oh my God, I'm gonna fuck up his name. Gabe, you watch sports. You know this guy. He went first pick and it was a bust. He went like 17 years. He played with the Wizards. I want to say Kawhi Leonard, but that's not his name. You know who it is.
You don't watch basketball.
Yeah.
But anyways, he has so much beef with all these other basketball players, like crazy fucking beef, and now he's popping. His Instagram went from like 50K to like 500K.
What's his name? Starts with a G? Gilbert Arenas.
No, Gilbert Arenas. No. He played, oh my God, what is his name? First round, first pick, he was a fucking bust.
We do have Google, I will say that. If we can Google a butt plug earn, we can Google who this basketball player is.
Oh, I think it was Kwame Brown.
Kwame
Brown. Yeah, he was essentially a bust, and everybody got on him, and he just like kind of clapped back, and then his Instagram went nuts. Charlamagne the God made himself Donkey of the Day because he like talked shit about him.
Oh, I do remember this.
Yes.
Speaking of people making themselves Donkey of the Day.
What?
Did you see? Okay. I think there's just so many new fights and so many things that are happening in the world right now that I don't even know what's real anymore. I feel like life is a big fever dream because I just saw yesterday, I sent you this.
Yes.
Blueface Baby. Oh. Yeah, I'm every woman's fantasy. Well, I don't know about every woman. Is that my mom's fantasy?
Mom,
are you fucking Blueface? Because if you are, Blueface Baby. Yeah, I. Does he say yeah, I when he comes? Well, he's probably not coming in Sequoia Trees. Anyways, Blueface Baby is fighting beloved TikToker Newman. So digest that. Everybody, moment of silence for what the fuck's going on in the world.
All right.
And done. What the fuck's happening?
I don't know. I just ordered a butt plug. So I would like to say, you said beloved TikToker Newman. We're going to take beloved out of there. Because he's not blooded for a motherfucking thing. If you guys know who Newman is.
Background on Newman.
You want to give it to me?
Well, people on TikTok not too happy with the newest of mains. He copies, I would say, all of his TikToks, maybe 94% of them. But he just doesn't give credit, which is a big no-no in the comedy world. But, you know, he's kind of just leaned into it. Because now it's like, you know, he's taking the no publicity is bad publicity kind of route. I don't know if I can say the word publicity. Publicity, publicity, publicity.
You got it.
TMZ, run through the door. Anyways, every time I go to a nice restaurant in Atlanta, LAX, I go, there'll be paparazzi. Never. I wonder what's going to happen. I think you look at me and be like, we don't know you. Keep going.
Yep.
They're like, hey, Trevor. I'm like, yeah. They're like, your shoes untied. I'm like, you don't want
to. Oh, come on. Pictures? Nothing?
Come on.
Yeah.
Ask me how I feel about the movie Titanic. Right?
Little background about Newman Baby.
The newest of Maine.
He came to...
We talked about it on Patreon, but Newman came to one of our shows.
Yes.
And
he's...
he's a hard book to read. Let's just say Babel couldn't fix this book. Okay?
He's a hard book to read, and I'm dyslexic. Fuck this guy. So let me tell you a little bit of backstory about this fuck. He's fine. No, he's not. I'll fight you in the street. I hate him so much. So his fucking manager... Oh! We covered this on Patreon. If you want to listen to the whole thing, go on Patreon, stiffsocks.com. So...
just a very interesting fellow. I mean, look, he's doing his own thing, all rides toward you, but I don't think he's going about things the right way if you want a longevity in comedy.
Yep.
Right now, he's kind of getting a lot of eyes, so he doesn't see it as a bad thing. And me, wholeheartedly, I gave him some advice. I was like, look, man, you got a lot of advice on you. I was like, right now would be the best time to be like, look, I fucked up. Okay, everybody hates me. Here's some content that I made that's original, you know? Because then if you're genuinely funny, then people will be like, there you go. But he's not. And that's what he's fucking up. And he's just leaning into this like evil villain thing. And it's turned into like he was like scared to look at mean comments. And now he's just like using it as fuel. And he's like, I just saw him like going up against Blueface and they're talking to each other. And he's got this like smirk. And it's like this like villainous thing. He's just really leaning into it. And the weird part about that is like that works on the internet. Because that's how Blueface got fucking famous. People talk shit about him being an offbeat rapper. So much that he fucked around and made a hit. Bust down Tatiana. He's rich off that shit.
So goddamn rich. The part that killed me, and we talked about this on the Patreon a bunch, the part that killed me about it is his manager introed him as the most hated man on TikTok.
He goes, you know who that is over there? That's the most hated man on TikTok.
And he's...
I disagree. There's multiple people I hate on TikTok.
Way more than Newman. But I will say, that he is using it to his advantage. Because I don't know how many bags he's getting for this fight, but it's going to be some bags. Like, I don't think it's not going to sell, but I think there are so many people on TikTok that don't like this dude that they're going to... And also, yeah,
but
dude,
out of all the people, Blueface?
But dude, people are forgetting that Blueface is like a D1 recruited quarterback. This dude is a fucking athlete. He's going to beat the shit out of him. So yeah. I think so many people, if they pick someone that wasn't so like much more like bigger and physically imposing than him, I think people would be like, "Oh, whatever." But he's going to beat his ass so bad that people are going to buy this fight.
But I see that. I think Blueface in his prime, yeah, he's like supposed to go D1 or something. But he's also heavily off the drugs. He'd be popping Xanax out the butt plug. All right. I think he's.
Yes.
I mean, do you think a guy like Blueface is actually going to train for this? Maybe. Because I think.
I don't think.
I think someone like Newman is going to. He's going to spend a lot of time training and getting ready. Right.
I don't think either of them are going to train to get ready, dude. I mean, how long do we have till this fight? I feel like it's going to be pretty soon.
I have no idea. I mean, I didn't even watch to the end of it. I was just like, how is this real?
Yeah, I mean, they already did like
July 23rd.
What is it?
July 23rd.
Yeah, so they got about a month. We're talking about, I mean, in a month. So it's not like they have a bunch of time to train. Both of them are horribly out of shape, but the whole thing is Blueface, just with boxing, I don't know so much about boxing, but Blueface is literally, I'm not shitting you, a head.
He bare knuckle too?
Bare knuckle. He is a, I have no idea what that is.
What is happening to this world? They're just taking people and like, hey, go fight in, just go fight in a Chili's goddamn kitchen.
Well, dude, what happens in this stupid ass country is one thing works and people get bagged out and they go, oh, we can do that too.
Yeah.
And that's how you get Newman fighting Blueface.
Well, what's next after this? Who's going to be fighting next?
I'll tell you what it is. It's going to be some famous TikToker fighting like a boar. Like it's going to be some like animal. Yeah. Like that's the next. And then it's going to be like.
I think it's going to be Bill Clinton. I think Bill Clinton is probably going to fight Lil Huddy. Yeah. And I'm just going to see where that goes.
I'll watch. It's going to be Bella Porsche fighting a Nissan Maxima.
Sponsored by Nissan.
Nissan, yeah, I mean, of course.
I couldn't think of a more random fight.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like somebody threw a dart at just a board of like creators and was like, yeah, these two should duke it out.
Yeah, what's
who else is on that card?
I think like Ray Charles, probably.
Ray Charles and just whoever does SpongeBob on Hollywood Boulevard. And the guy who plays SpongeBob on Hollywood Boulevard.
I mean, it's just like,
what's funny is people watch these and they go, oh, that fight sucked. Yeah, because they're not boxers.
No, the fight is going to be.
You want to see people good at boxing, watch boxing.
The bare knuckle part is just unnecessary.
This is going to be like a backyard brawl you'd see at a high school party.
Yeah, I wonder where, are they actually going to fight in a ring?
Maybe. Best case scenario.
Blueface's kitchen.
Yeah, they're going to fight on top of a dumpster outside of a Dairy Queen.
But do you see how much bigger Blueface is? Like, he's a TED Talk, like, a head taller than him.
Yeah, it doesn't make
probably
sense.
Probably 40 pounds. Not 40. Probably 25, 30 pounds. And his reach is still, like, it's new. And Newman is such not an athlete. It's going to be laughable. I'm going to, see, the problem is, you know what? I'm actually not going to watch. I won't watch.
But you'll see clips all over. That's going to be, because the internet wants Newman to get knocked out so bad.
That's what I think the pitch is. The pitch is like the pay-per-view is going to be crazy because there's so many people that don't like this dude. So, I mean, dude, if they get 50,000 pay-per-views, which I think they're going to have no problem getting, like everyone pays 60, 65 bucks or whatever. Like,
who else is on the bill that night?
Yeah, it's going to be Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships. Let me look into that.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Bare Knuckle Beatdown. Bop-da-bop-da-bop. What's so random?
Just write a song.
Bare Knuckle?
Dude. They're going to break their hands fast. They're going to have to... Oh, my God. You ever hit someone in the head, dude? Like, everyone breaks their hand.
Really?
Oh, my God. If you don't know how to punch right or, like, where to punch, you're breaking your hand.
Here's what I'm scared of, is if Newman wins,
no.
His ego is going to be on cloud fucking 47.
He's not going to win, dude.
I mean, then he'll just walk up to, like, the senator and just start swinging on somebody.
I think... and Gabriel, if you have a second, because I know you're Googling something else, but I think Blueface was a five-star recruit. Like, that is
quarterback,
a
right?
Fuck, yeah, quarterback. That is an athlete.
Yeah, years ago, bro. But like,
but you're not gonna lose so much athleticism.
You think,
dude? He's gonna. Oh my God, it's gonna be bad.
Goddamn.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Goddamn.
It looks like it's two women headlining the fight. Paige VanZant and Rachel Ostovich.
They're just like the real fighters?
Those are probably like UFC
fighters.
This was
so random.
That's what I wonder how they feel. It's like they've been probably training and like really trying to do this fight for a long time. And then it's like, okay, we've got new main on the
team. I mean, if you advise those girls, they'd be pumped. They're just bringing in more views.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, you just let some people fuck around in the beginning, and then there's like a real fight, I guess.
I wonder what the deal is, though. That's what I'm interested in. I wonder like what their pay-per-view breakdown deal is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Blueface is racked out. So I wonder, like, to get him to bare-knuckle box somebody, he's got to be making some money. Like, his contract got to be kind of nuts.
Yeah.
I want to see it. I definitely want to see it, but I'm not going to pay for it.
No,
refuse.
I haven't paid for any of those fights because like literally 10 seconds after the fight, it's on Twitter or TikTok already. Just like ripped.
Oh dude. Also, did you hear that? No TikTok has been paid for the last fight.
But which one? The
Bryce Hall. Bryce Hall has not been paid.
Wow.
Who'd he fight? McNasty? McFucking?
Austin McBroom.
Thank you, McBroom. Apparently, McBroom's company essentially produced the whole thing. And
oh, really?
And the company went bankrupt. Because they were projecting 500K pay-per-views. They got like 130K pay-per-views. Ooh. So like, and everyone's deal was locked. So they're just like, they're super bankrupt and no one's been paid yet.
Wow.
I would be, dude, they said what's the name was
back
making
to
five,
Bang Energy brand deals. Jesus Christ.
Bro, they said what's the name was going to make $5 million, bro. What's the TikToker's fucking
Bryce
name?
Bryce Hall?
Yeah, Bryce Hall. $5 million. He hasn't been paid a dollar. Bro.
Yeah, he probably been spending like he made that $5 million too.
Oof.
That was like the night I sold all those White Claw t-shirts and I bought like a fucking, what I buy? It was like a lemonade matcha and I was like, it was lemonade matcha. Green tea, lemongrass. I was like, I don't even give a fuck. I'm rich. Next day, cease and desist.
I remember. Didn't you get some kind of crazy dinner? You like ordered.
I
like,
ordered some of my Postmates, but I was just like wrecked.
It was like $70 or something.
$67, and I was like lemongrass matcha lemonade. I don't even give a fuck. Run it up. Next day, cease and desist. Puke it up. Return it.
How do you do that? You should have just kept going. In retrospect, you should have kept
going. Oh, yeah. Now that I look back and be like, oh, that's what a cease and desist is?
Yeah. You should have been like, fuck you.
Dude, somebody sent me a fucking picture of a koozie over the weekend that just had Ain't No Laws We're Drinking Claws. It was being sold somewhere in like Florida. And I was just like, cool. No, it's fine.
Is it?
It's fine.
It's not fine.
It's not fine. I am just going to have to box another YouTuber. Who's somebody you could see me boxing? Doesn't have to be a YouTuber. Anyone.
Charlie's?
Me and Charlie's?
If y'all two box, get some views. I think, yeah. I think you guys could definitely get some pay-per-views if you guys boxed.
Me and Charlie's?
Yeah. If you and I box, we get 12 pay-per-views.
Dude, I already have shit on my calendar. I don't even like doing flights. Like, oh, I have a connecting flight? Wow. Right. Fucking somebody beat my ass. But to go on just like a fight? How? Like, I have things on my calendar I don't want to do. But imagine looking on your calendar like, oh, I get to fight somebody.
For 500K. I would fight anybody for 500K.
I know, but it's just like... That's not, oh God, it's just like not who I am.
I understand who you are, but fuck who you are.
Yeah, but
for 500K, I'm fighting anybody.
Then, dude, I feel like I would just get knocked out and then just be the laughingstock of Twitter.
I would get knocked out too. 500K?
What's Nate Robinson doing right now? Just being racked out?
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
Drinking Arnold Palmer's, jerking off in the soil?
Just dunking. He's like 5'6". He's just dunking.
He can dunk, right?
Oh, yeah. He won the dunk contest.
Yeah, good for him.
Talk about a goddamn athlete.
But isn't that weird how there's a generation who's going to know him from the dunk contest and a generation that goes, oh, yeah, you fought Jake Paul.
Yes. Yeah, in about 10 years.
But then he looks at his bank account and he goes, I'll dunk on everybody. Hopefully, maybe. Shout out to Nate Robinson. Come on,
yeah,
the podcast.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know, man. When people are like that wealthy and then all of a sudden they do that stuff, I go, maybe they're not doing great. And then you see Blueface doing it, you go, maybe he's not doing great financially.
I just can't see Blueface being too fiscally responsible with his money. Investing.
Every time I see rappers with bags, literally bags of money, please get a bank account. I don't understand. Like, it's not fiscally responsible to walk around with that much money. It's also just stupid to just walk around with $200,000 of cash.
It's big in the pocket.
Heavy.
Yeah.
You, ever, like,
you gotta go pay for something that's like $3 and you pull out just like $10,000 and people like CVS are like, okay.
You're buying Visine, sir. Why are you picking up 10 grand?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't even bring this up.
Yes, sir.
Influencers, TikTokers.
TikTok.
I went to a goddamn, the new girl in my life brought me to a fucking party in the Beverly Hills.
The Hills. Okay, you?
Me, you know I don't go to these things. I was very uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
The house was gorgeous.
All of them are.
All of them.
Dude. And I just look around and I go, okay, this who Airbnb'd it for the night? How many of y'all saved up for this shit?
So there was this dude who like rented the home. It was like, someone told me it was $50K a month to rent this home. And this dude who rented it was the sugar daddy for like all the girls. I think there's like three girls staying there. Everyone there was very, very nice, but it was my first taste of like being like, you look around, you go, oh, everyone here is an influencer.
Yeah.
And I want to shoot myself in the face.
It's like high school. It's all clicks and you're like, oh, I know that person. I see that person. It's like, it's very just like, it's just judgment. You walk in the door and you start judging everybody.
Judgment. No one had a personality. There's a couple of people that had personalities that weren't, obviously they just weren't influencers. But there was this one dude that I met that literally, he goes, what's your name? And I was like, Michael. He goes, oh, okay. Hey, I trimmed the hedges, and then started laughing. Oh, I hate you. What are you even saying to me?
Yeah, what does that even mean?
I have no idea.
I trimmed the hedges?
I trimmed the hedges. The only good part about the whole entire night was there was like a mobile brick oven pizza place.
Wow.
Dog? Sounds you just walk good. Up and you go, any type of pizza you want, and then it was insane. Yeah. Truffle pizza.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Good for them. Did you see anybody there that you knew or like knew of?
No. It wasn't like that upper echelon of like, oh, I know the person from blah blah blah. I didn't see anybody, but like everybody, like the girl I was with was like, oh, everyone here is gonna be like an influencer type. A lot of vlogging. There was probably 4 to 5 people walking around with fucking vlog cameras, being like, hey, yeah, blah blah blah, just fucking you know, going around.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But nobody of like, you didn't know anyone there, like.
No. Yeah. A lot of big boobs.
There you go.
A lot of tits. Really tight dresses.
There you go.
Yeah. A lot of like pretending I'm not looking at tits.
But
wasn't what?
Were you looking at tits?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, then. if you go with somebody, you can't just peruse tits. You gotta act like you're not looking at tits.
You're like, yeah, she has a weird mole centered right between her, what are those things on the left and right? She's like, her breasts? You're like, whoa, I've never heard of those.
Well, what are those?
What do they feel like?
Do you have a squeak toy in there?
Why don't I have any? Anyways, I think we are well over time.
Yeah,
it is time for the obvious thing about this time. Sock talk. Do you love me?
Do you love me?
Sock talk, do you love me? Are you riding? Put a urn in my ass. What the hell
what
is that?
What in the fuck?
Put a Game Boy Color in my ass.
I love Game Boy Color. When they came out with that,
I love how that had reviews. All of them didn't light up. Yeah, sir. water damage, poop damage, anything damage.
Sir, if you're buying this, you have more to worry about than that's not. Why don't you take care of your kids? Okay, sir?
What if you saw this thing on the side of the wheel? You're like, oh my God, the car's broken down. Wait, never mind.
Oh, shit. Charlene's asshole. Gabriel, let's do it.
Sorry, Todd, you love me.
All right, we got a submission from Howard, and Howard says, I have an identical twin, and I was thinking that his girlfriend definitely knows what my dick looks like.
Wow. That is very true.
Wow.
If she's been together with that first guy for a while, then she must like it.
Well, do they have identical dongs?
I mean,
why would that? Why would just their dick not be identical?
Wouldn't that be weird? Do they look identical? And your brother had a fucking hog of a cock.
Yeah.
And you had a little
pixie stick,
little piggy, and you're like, what the hell?
God damn! You took my jeans. Give me my jeans.
Yeah, that's weird. That's very. I mean, well, if he's writing in like that, I mean, come on. They. That's a. You gotta ask.
Well, he's obviously seen his brother's pee-pee before. If you're twins, twins are weird, right? Yeah. Twins.
They just think different.
If you're this twin boy, you grew up, you're taking baths, get shot. Like, you know what your brother's pee-pee looks like. So, obviously, it's the same pee-pee. That is odd, and I wonder if the woman has a fantasy to have sex with the other brother. Because the answer to that is yes.
Wow.
Because I'll tell you what, if I was dating an identical twin and now this is my girl and then the other one, I would definitely have dreams about having sex with the other one. 100%. No comment on this? 100%.
No, I was just trying to visualize. Like, well, there's so many tits going on, you know?
So many tits. Also because, like, yes, they're identical, but they probably fuck different. One probably knows what they're doing. The other one's probably, like, you know, that trying to know.
What one has, the other one might not, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know what the hell to do with a penis in my mouth, Ola. And the other one's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. She can't even talk because it's blah, 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 jammed up in there, you know?
Babble.
Wow.
That's wild.
Very interesting. Very cool.
But if you're identical, let me ask you this. Are all, like, your markings and stuff the same?
Not the markings, but I think just your...
Like, moles and shit? Like, everything's the same? So, you know...
Symmetrical.
All like right.
One person that...
Now you got they two. Just, like, split. That is wild. I would, yeah. Yes, the answer is yes. She definitely knows what your dick looks like.
But now, has she thought about that yet?
Yes.
Does she listen to this podcast? Because now she does.
She's definitely thought about it.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's do a secret sock.
Do it.
This is an anonymous submission that says, my girlfriend and I are going to different colleges. With a long-distance relationship in the future, she wanted to get a mold of my dick to use. I was skeptical of it, but went along anyway. We made the mold in my mom's house. Sadly, there wasn't enough mold for my full dick, so it only made about half. It was pretty accurate for what it got, but according to her, it's crooked. So I have two questions. One, should I feel good that the mold is mediocre to me, or jealous that it's going to get more action for the next year? And question two, do you have any advice for a long-term or for a long-distance relationship?
Wow.
There is a lot going on here. A lot to unpack. First of all, flex that he ran out of mold to make his own penis. I mean, burn a candle, you know? Take the Glade plug and bitch on the stove.
You could make three of my cocks with the mold. How do you run out of mold?
What is this guy packing, dude? A fucking pool noodle?
Has to. You got them tripod pee-pee?
Yeah, that is...
You ran out.
Yeah.
You would have so much left over that you could make a bike from the leftover mold of you made my dick.
I'm curious to know what he made it out of. Like a red vine licorice? What did he...
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't say, but let's see if we can find anything about dick molds online.
Molds. How does that work? You wrap it around your... Well, it's the same thing how they do the custom fleshlight. As Kendra was saying, you sit on this like mold in it, like, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
you get the wax hand as a kid. Did you ever do one of those?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, when you dip it in the hot and the hot and the cold. What do you do with your dick? You're just,
I think it just seems like it would just be some like sort of like plastic covering around it, mold, and then come out, and then you just put it together and fill it.
Yeah.
But how do you run out of mold?
I guess you could have maybe if it... Maybe he did it wrong the first time.
That's the only way I could think of, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They can make a Peter Northcock, they can make this guy's dick.
Because I'm looking at this one on Adam and Eve right now where it comes with a whole kit and it's got this molding powder that you have to use. So I could see trying to do it, but then you're like, oh shit, I was supposed to do this hard and I did it soft, so I have to throw out this one and use it.
Listen, we're just justifying a bunch of reasons why this guy doesn't have a massive dong. Maybe he does.
But
maybe he does.
I will say, dude, like I have trouble making cakes. So to make a fucking cock, you might not read the
instructions, you know?
No. Also, are you hard making this?
You have to be.
Okay.
You going in that bitch soft?
She's like, I don't need this fucking thumbprint.
You're right.
Oh, shit.
You're right.
So yeah, you got to be rocked up. I'd take Blue Chew for that. Promo code socks. I would take Blue Chew for that. Yeah, that is it. Well, the second part of the question is like, would you be jealous that that's getting more action than you?
I wouldn't because if it's not your full dick, then no. Why would you be jealous?
I think better than another guy, you know.
What's that?
Also better that
better than another guy. Yeah. You know. Yeah,
but also, if he doesn't have if she doesn't have the full dick, maybe she's not getting fully satisfied.
She's getting blasted by a cake pop from Starbucks. God, I love those. Here's the thing. Yuck. Here's what you got to do. You got to get a butt plug of her coochie made from what is it called? GoFistYourself.com.
GlowFuckYourself.com.
GlowFuckYourself is such a good title.
You go to GlowFistYourself.com and you get her coochie made on it. So if you ever cheat, which I'm not advising, please don't. You know, you can still see your coochie, but it's jammed in right there. You know, put it in your own ass.
I love this. Put it in your ass. It's 2021. Let's fucking do
put
it.
Put it in your own ass.
No, I wouldn't be jealous of the thing. It's fine. I think it's a very loving gesture.
Yeah.
Very thoughtful. You guys did that. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah. Maybe just put a walkie-talkie inside of us so you can like hear each other talk.
Any advice for long distance the most open communication that you could possibly have. Also, you need to realize that like the talking on the phone is much more important in a long distance relationship than it is in like a regular relationship. So if she calls you or texts you, whatever, you have to be very like mindful to respond and maybe have a longer conversation than you might want because it's so fucking important. Yeah. Because you're not going to see that person all the time. Also, trips are very important. Holy shit, trips are very important because you need something to look forward to, right? Because you're like, yeah, I miss her so much or I miss him so much, blah, blah. But oh my God, I'm going to see him in 1 month, so it's fine. There's something to look forward to. If there's nothing on the calendar, then it's like, what is this? So we just fucking fuck over FaceTime and that's it. And I have this crooked cock because I didn't get the full mold. So something on the calendar as well is a big thing, I would say.
Very true. And also, look, holidays are coming up. Not really, but they could be. Ask for a custom molded coochie.
Oh, yeah.
Fleshlight. You know what's going on.
Yeah, you're walking around. She's walking around with a custom cock. Yeah. You need a custom coochie.
Custom coochie. And ladies and gentlemen, I think we just finally found our
title.
CustomCoochie.org.
.org.
.gov.
Yeah.
GlowFuckYourself.gov.
Dude, those are great. Those are great secret socks and the sock talk. I really thoroughly enjoyed them. Well, holy shit. We are the most out of time. And, you know, as I always say, everyone that's listening or watching, we fucking love you. Thank you so much for being part of this community. Yeah, man, until next time, if you guys want to do the Patreon, it's 4 extra episodes a month for only $5.
You get access
to the Discord and over 80 backlog catalog episodes.
And a brand new ad-free episode every Friday.
God.
Imagine this with no ads. Every Friday. Brand new. Unreleased.
Damn.
And of course, that is a brand new, unheard, unreleased on the regular feed, 1 hour ad free episode of Stiff Socks every Friday.
So go do it. We love you guys. Till next Wednesday. Bye. Enjoy your motherfucking Wednesdays. Bye.
Get a butt plug, baby. I'm going to get a bop it on the butt plug. So every time he goes, you go bop it, twist it.
I love
pull
that.
Pull it. Or easy. Pff, that was easy.
I'm going to get a Cinnabon. So if I'm fucking, I just eat some Cinnabon as I'm fucking around.
I'm going to go get some Cinnabon right now.
I'm so hungry. Goodbye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.